VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Police investigating the shooting on Saturday morning at a Jewish religious center in the eastern city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that left 11 people dead, said the suspected gunman shouted anti-Semitic threats as he opened fire Saturday morning. They say 46-year-old Robert Gregory Bowers was armed with an assault rifle and three handguns. He said he wanted all Jews to die and that Jews were committing genocide on his people, an apparent reference to his belief that a Jewish refugee agency helping foreign nationals entering the United States endangered non-Jews in America. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
This was a baby naming ceremony.
President Trump told a campaign rally in Indianapolis the shooter's motivation was clear.
This was an anti-Semitic act.
Today, the nightmare has hit home here in the city of Pittsburgh.
Public Safety Director Wendell Hiserick put the death toll at 11, but added among the victims,
there were no children.
FBI Special Agent in Charge Bob Jones identified the suspect as Robert Bowers.
At this point, we have no knowledge that Bowers was known to law enforcement before today.
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf says,
the shooting is being investigated by the FBI as a hate crime.
8 men and 3 women were killed, ranging in age from 54 to 97, and 6 were wounded, including 4 police officers. One group said it was likely the deadliest attack on the Jewish community in the history of the United States. Cesar Sayoc, a man with a long criminal record, faces 5 charges after being arrested and charged with mailing at least 13 packages containing explosive devices to critics of President Trump. He will appear in court on Monday. This is VOA News.